out at the Edgar County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Doll Mobile Studios, with
our presenting sponsor, D-Pulse Auto Group of Paris.
Chad Baker for WITY, and the Edgar County Fair in full swing here. Fun activities all week for folks to come on out to Paris and check this out. We've got Wyatt Williamson with us with Edgar County Farm Bureau. Wyatt, how are we doing?
We're doing well. The weather's holding out today. It's a little bit muggy, about cut the air with a knife, but we're making do, and a lot of kids out here. Sheep show's going on, so we're off to a hot start today.
We always enjoy coming down your backyard. Usually when we talk, we're in the studio or over the phone, but it's always great to come down to Paris and see what some of the 4-H'ers are doing down here. You guys have pretty good numbers this year.
It really seems that they do. I know they're up a little bit from last year. I serve on the 4-H Association board, so we kind of see those statistics from year over year. We've got a really good turnout, some brand new families, which is always what you want to see. So I'm pleasantly surprised, and I think everybody's happy that we're growing 4-H. It serves the community, and it's a big help for the youth and education in this community as well.
And of course, the other side of that coin is you always have to say goodbye to some great leaders. You got a great group of 10-year members that are looking to go off into the world and make it a better place.
Absolutely. A lot of those kids, I've been here 7 years now. They were real little, and now most of them, or some of them at least, are taller than I am. So it's crazy how time flies, and they've been an excellent group to work with since I've been here and help them out with their careers. And we wish them nothing but the best, and hopefully they come back and volunteer. That's the biggest thing, is that they see all the work that goes into this, and after college they come back and say, hey, I want to help.
Let's talk about the classes a little bit. Different animals, different breeds. What was strong this year? I know there's a lot of 4-H'ers that show across different classes, different breeds, but is there anything that really stands out as strong this year?
Well, pigs is always number one here. We've got a high quality group of pigs, and a lot of different families can get involved in that. I think our numbers across the board, don't quote me if I'm wrong, but I believe across the board they are up. I know we'd like to see some more numbers beef and sheep wise, but we continue to work on that, and hopefully we get some new families in here like we've talked about previously, and they'll want to get involved in some more of those species as well.
You had a busy week already with some of the projects. Projects are always judged early. What did that turnout look like this year?
It looked like it went pretty well. I wasn't out here a whole lot during that, but I know earlier we had a line all the way into the parking lot for the kids that were doing their baking projects. Those sell. We have the baking auction, foods auction as it's called, here tonight. And if anybody's out there listening, swing on by and check it out, and bid early and bid often for these kids.
For folks that want to get involved with 4-H here in Edgar County, what's the best route for folks to do that?
Well, you always want to reach out to the Extension office, which actually happens to be in our Farm Bureau office here in Paris. You can always check out on social media as well, or reach out on the website. You can find local clubs where the kids are in, or just where to reach out and say, hey, I want to volunteer in X, Y, or Z, and we'll definitely find a place for you.
Folks that know the Edgar County Fair come here, they know it's the battle of the two hills, the south side with all the agriculture, the north side with the carnival and all the shows. Anything big you're looking forward to at the 2025 Edgar County Fair this year from a personal standpoint?
Well, personally, I always enjoy the livestock auction. I usually help out with that, clerking the auction, and I'm very excited to see that we have some big numbers for that, as well as the foods auction. Down below, I would say the harness racing is always a big thing of mine. I like watching that. But there's a good, solid event every single night, so it makes it worth coming out and seeing what's at the grandstands or what's going on up here on the hill in the show ring. So regardless, you can find something to do no matter what time of day you're here.
I think that's a unique aspect for fairs up in our region, but certainly not from where I'm from, that the fact that you guys do have harness racing here at Edgar County. That's got to be a pretty good draw, especially for folks that are up north that maybe don't see that in a county fair setting.
Yeah, it's few and far between harness racing wise. I've talked with some members down that serve on the county board down below, and they say it's getting harder and harder, but they put a lot of work and a lot of time to make sure we have a high quality racing event down there, and they do an excellent job. And I don't know how many races, but they usually have 7-8 races. I know they'd like to have more, but a lot of those older folks that do it, they've moved on to either Indiana or Kentucky. That seems to be where it's a really big deal. But I know they do a really good job, and we're going to continue to do that, I'm sure, until it's not feasible. But hopefully we can continue to grow it down there.
That's the drawback with some of these events. If you get really good, you go up in circuits, you go up in levels. And if it's a sport where you're sending them up, but you're not replenishing it, it can be tough.
It can be. It's an older kind of deal. The harness racing, not many folks know about it, but when you check it out, you might find something you're interested in. It's pretty good time. It's quick events, quick turnarounds, and nice to enjoy.
Before we wrap up with you, Wyatt, we're going to put you on the spot. We do this with everybody. You got a favorite fair food or anything else that you're looking forward to, maybe from one of the stands or vendors out here?
Oh, that's a really good question, putting me on the spot like that. I'm pretty partial to a friend of mine, Phil. He's got a barbecue stand down there. He does shish kebabs, meat and pork, and a smoothie. Yeah. So I go down there. My wife, she likes the sweeter stuff. There's some cinnamon roll places down there, and that's her cup of tea for sure.
Part of the great selection that they have here at the Edgar County Fair. Wyatt, I know you're a busy guy. I'm going to let you get back to enjoying fair festivities, and we'll look forward to catching up with you whenever we talk on our Newton Farm Show about what's happening here in Edgar County. For folks that do want to reach out to you, though, how do they do so?
Well, I just want to say I appreciate you guys being down here on the fairgrounds and being out with the kids and the volunteers. It means a lot to us. And easiest way to reach us at the Farm Bureau is swing by our office at 210 West Washington Street, or check us out on edgarcfb.org or any of our social media for things coming up.
Wyatt, always a pleasure. We'll catch up soon.
Well, I appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Thanks. That's Wyatt Williamson, Edgar County Farm Bureau. More reports coming up throughout the week from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.